Hey, what's up, y'all? It's DJ Presto here. You're tuned in to Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. You're tuned in here to radio.dominican.edu. I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. It means the world to me. Whether you know me personally, you're just supporting, or you stumbled on this page accidentally, but whatever it is, thank you again. But yeah, let's get into it. So today, I have a subject of some sort of aspect of streetwear for every show. You know, I cover shoes, I cover, you know, female fashion, whatever. So today I kind of want to focus on old school, everything, you know, 80s, 90s, how it started, you know, its roots and its impact on streetwear right now. So yeah, let's get into it. You know, so I'm gonna try and go, you know, way back, you know, or at least my perception of how the roots of streetwear kind of came into play, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna try my best to school y'all a little bit. So yeah, if you didn't know, streetwear fashion actually kind of started from rival gangs, you know what I mean? Like in New York, you know, just trying to express themselves, trying to represent what gang they're from, trying to project to the public, you know, who they claim, what they're about, and all that. And you know, it was like you instantly knew who was in a gang back then. They kind of dressed, you know, I guess right now we would call it, you know, biker like, I guess, like a lot of biker outfits, like some, like a lot of leather, huge patches on the back sewed on, like just claiming like what gang they're from, all these pins and things hanging off the side and whatnot. Like you just knew, like they were super loud about it, and because they're proud, you know what I mean? And one thing about this was that the whole gang scene back then in New York was super violent. It was like crazy, like all disputes were kind of led to some sort of physical altercation almost every time to dispute the differences. And it always resorted to gang violence and even murders on multiple occasions. You know, that's like a kind of like the sad reality of it. And you know, it got to a point where, you know, it just took a huge toll on the community and everybody knew what's up. Like, you know, we can't be doing this anymore. It's just too much. You know, you can't be like, it just resulted in like, you know, violence everywhere. So it just, they eventually resorted to new ways to handle their disputes, I guess. And towards the 80s, youths would, I guess, find new ways to, I guess, dispute their differences through dance or battle rapping. You know, when I say dance, it's like, I'm mostly talking about breakdancing. You know, b-boys, b-girls, settling their differences on the dance floor to like drum beats and whatnot. And you know, that was what's up. That was exactly how, like, a better appropriate way to express yourself and handle your differences. You know, like, you don't always have to resort to violence, you know what I mean? And you know, along with this, with these new methods, came like an entire new style, you know what I mean? It was crazy, you know. And with every method, like, you instantly know what they're about. Like, the style consists of, you know, sweatshirts or like track suits with like their crew on their heart or on the back or whatever, sweats, backward caps, shell toe shoes. You know, it was a typical dance fit, if you will. You know what I mean? And this is where I believe streetwear really began evolving. Like, this is where it started. The whole street was just flipped from here, you know what I mean? Everyone was just dressing completely different. And along with the influence of dance, another way to, you know, result in altercation was battle rapping. It was one of the few ways to resolve a difference. You know, what you'd do, like, you know, you'd spit, you'd rap as, like, a way to like, not really fighting, but, you know, to, like I said, dispute differences. I don't really know how any other way to put it. But, yeah, and like dance, this style kind of came with this trend, like, this of battle rapping. You know, you instantly knew who was a rapper, like, a lot of Kango hats, big chain necklaces, gazelle glasses, fat lace shoes, huge jackets and whatnot. And that was like the look of the entire like generation. And as more and more rappers like got into the mainstream, this style began to, you know, influence the youth of the entire country, I guess. You know, artists of this style, you know, like Run DMC, Public Enemy, The Fresh Prince, LL Cool J, N.W.A. And I'm just naming a few here. You know, that whole community, that whole hip hop community, began to pioneer this specific style. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's kind of where it started. You know, really being set in motion. And if you just tuned in, it's DJ Presto here. This is Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. Tune into radio.dominican.edu. And we were just talking about how the, like, battle rapping and dancing and all that brought up this new style. And as that became more exposed, the youth of the country began to, you know, tag along on this trend, I guess. You know, as the hip-hop community began gaining more exposure, hip-hop fashion began growing more and more popular. Like, to this day, artists are still responsible for the fashion sense of majority of our country's youth. Like, it's like a known fact, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, if you look at artists like A$AP Rocky, Kanye West, Pharrell, Chris Brown, just to name a few, like, that whole hype right now is everyone is literally dressing like some variation of those people, or like a combination of them, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, it's only, you know, right to pay homage, because like none of that style or those trends would be possible without, you know, the events and trends that were established decades ago. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to shed a light on today. So yeah, we're gonna get into a few more of those trends specifically on my next segment. So right now I'm gonna take a quick musical break here. I'm gonna be playing some old school slow jams today. To, you know, it's all right. So yeah, stick around for that. This is DJ Presto. You're on Laced Up. Tune into radio.dominican.edu. Be right back.
As I stand
Welcome back, y'all. It is DJ Presto here. You're tuned into Laced Up here on radio.dominican.edu. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it, or at least my take on this subject, you know what I mean? I also like to thank y'all for tuning in again. You know, it means the world to me. Thank you again. So yeah, let's get into it. So last segment, we were talking a little bit about like old school fashion and its roots. And this whole theme of this show is a little bit about, you know, its impact on fashion today. And, you know, I want to get into a little bit of how, you know, one thing I notice about fashion itself as like a, in general, you know, it's crazy because fashion itself is, it has this habit of being very cyclical. Basically, what comes around goes around. Old trends always find their way of, you know, making their way to modern closets. It's just something I noticed, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, if you look at today's fashion, majority of what's popping right now is from decades ago, you know, 30 plus years ago. Like, you know, adjustable hats with the box fronts, you know, big square frames or like Wayfarer glasses, stuff like that, polyester bomber jackets, like Superstars and Stan Smith, like Adidas everything and whatnot. Like, there's just to name a few, like those are all established, like, back in the day, like in the 80s or something like that. And a lot of those, like, I'm personally a huge fan of, especially like, you know, them jackets, the bomber jackets and whatnot, and the Adidas and all that. And you know, if you look at, you know, other trends like or that came up years later, like windbreakers, tall tees, like loud colors, patterns on patterns, plaid, denim and whatnot, like those are all really like really huge things and trends in the 90s. And you know, you still see a lot of these on a daily basis. So like, you know, so like as you can see, like trends and fads always have a way of being brought back and somehow being modernized. Like the whole tall tee thing, like that was a huge thing like in the 90s going to the 2000s, and now it's like completely modernized with like this whole raggedy look, like tall shirts with like, you know, skinny jeans or something or like that. So yeah, if you're just tuning in, it is DJ Presto here on Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, here on radio.dominican.edu. And you know, it wasn't just really, I've been talking a lot about music, its exposure, how it had a helping hand in establishing fashion trends nowadays and whatnot. And, you know, it wasn't even just music or the music industry, you know, that helped all these styles be exposed into the mainstream. If you think about, you know, a lot of shows and sitcoms did a huge part of that retro look for that time as well. And you know what comes to mind when you think of like 80s and 90s fashion sense, you have like a whole list, like, you know, shows like Fresh Prince, Martin, Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Full House, Wayne's Bros, Saved by the Bell, you know, just to name a few. And like those are probably like some of the most stylish shows of the 90s, you know? And, you know, if you're ever trying to find like a better idea of what fashion sense was back then, like all you gotta do is just watch a few episodes of these shows, and like that, it's literally right in front of your face, like right there. And it's just, these shows definitely played like a huge part in streetwear back then and went hand in hand with the music at the time, just like now. Like, you definitely see fashion sense in, like, shows and sitcoms now that have to do with a lot of the music coming out, like, today. And like I said, it's very cyclical. Comes around, goes around. Does that all the time. I'm personally a huge fan of you know, the whole 80s, 90s retro look that, you know, I personally can't pull off most of it, but some people still pull it off today, and, you know, props to y'all. That's crazy. And, that, you know, that's honestly why, you know, this whole show, I'm trying to, I guess, shed light on the whole impact of, you know, or this, like, the whole impact of the, like, fashion sense back then, and how that played not just a huge impact of my life, but countless other lives, you know what I mean? It's crazy. For sure. So, yeah, going off that, I'm gonna take another short musical break here. On my next segment, I'm gonna have a special guest, you know, that embodies almost everything about old school and whatnot. Stick around for that. Thanks for tuning in. Be right back. So, this is DJ Presto here on radio.dominican.edu. You're on Laced Up. Be right back.
Check this out. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back, y'all. It's DJ Presto here. Tune into Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. Tune into radio.dominican.edu. Just want to say thank you again for tuning in. You know, shout out y'all. Shout out Extendo fam. Shout out my mom. Shout out everyone supporting right now. Appreciate you. So, you know, right now I'm about to switch gears and bring in a very special guest. He's a huge fan of, you know, all things old school. And he's one of my best friends, one of my roommates. He's actually, you know, my blood cousin as well. And, you know, say what's up to the people. This is Joss.
What's up, everybody? Thank you, DJ Presto, for having me, man. This is my first time on any radio station. Man, this is dope. Thank you, dude.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy day, yo.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For
sure.
Let's
talk, man.
So, what are you wearing today? Just give us, like, a brief, detailed overview of, like, your whole outfit right now.
Whew. Okay. From head to toe, I am wearing a green Hawaii dad hat, as the kids say. Shout out to Kyle. He just came from Hawaii for his spring break and he got all of us Hawaii hats, and I've never been there before, so I'm super jealous.
Yeah, Kyle's one of our roommates.
Yes, sir. I'm wearing Ray-Ban Wayfair glasses because I am super nearsighted. So I gotta help myself, you know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
I'm wearing this, I wanna say it's like a baseball tee like shirt from Vans. I got it from the sale rack because it looked pretty nice and it was buy one get one half off.
Hey, so you know I should do it. Vans.
I'm wearing a black Nixon watch that I got from Tilly's, I believe. It's like kind of like this matte black feel, and the arms and the numbers of the watch are gold.
Dope.
So gotta keep it simple but classy. You know what I mean? On my right hand, I'm wearing two bracelets, both from the Philippines, both from very special people in my life. One is from my mother. She's probably not listening to this, but Mom, I love you. Thank you. The other one is from Kyle again. So, dude, he's just showering me with gifts so I can, you know, make it look good. I'm wearing these jeans. I believe they're called Tapered Carrot. I don't know. I was looking at the tag while I was wearing it this morning. I was like, man, I gotta like prepare myself. They're like a light denim. You're wearing the same thing.
I'm wearing the exact same jeans.
Okay, faux show. Yes, shout out to Kiko. Kiko Valley is a very, very, very good friend of ours. Best friend from high school. A real one. Thank you, man. That was awesome. He got these from New York because I'm pretty sure if he was born anywhere else in the world, it would have to be
New York.
You know? Exactly.
Totally.
And then I am wearing, I'm not going to say my socks because one of them got a hole in it. I'm not going to lie. But it's all good. I am wearing, however, my Jordan Playoff 12s. I believe we got these together.
We did get these at the same time.
It was a couple years. What year did they retro?
2012.
2012. My goodness. That's
a minute
ago. 4 years ago? Sheesh. And yeah, man, this is what I got. It's my ensemble today.
That's what's up. Very, very, very sleek. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
So yeah, tell a little bit of where you're from and what the fashion scene is like out there.
I reside from South San Francisco. It's very, very close to San Bruno and Daly City. If you're from there, shout outs to you. Shout outs to Daly City. Shout outs to SB.
Hey.
You know what I mean? I think not a lot of people try to flex is the word. I mean, they flex to an extent.
To an extent.
Not to really show off their wealth by material, but kind of like show off themselves. And I think that's kind of like where I get my style from. A lot of people that I know back home kind of like to stay laid back. I see a lot of Adidas track pants. That's very, very famous. Definitely. They also, you know, on a lazy day, they'll wear a sweatshirt of some sort. And a lot of dudes wear the same glasses that I wear. So
I actually wear the same exact glasses.
There you go. That's a, you know, exhibit A. And being that a lot of my friends or a lot of people that I associate with play basketball, because that is one of my favorite hobbies of all time. A lot of basketball shoes, whether that be Nike or Adidas or the new up and coming shoes, I believe, are from the brand Under Armour. You know what I mean? And shout out to the Golden State Warriors for doing their thing right now. I had to shout them out because they really are putting on for the Bay. They won it all last year, and they're doing it again. And Steph Curry is just doing his thing, and he has his endorsement deals and everything like that. And his shoe is literally on every court that I've played on so far. So that's just, it's just crazy what a brand, you know, can do to just rise in a matter of years.
That's what's up. I don't sports, but shout out to them.
You don't sports, but it's all good.
For sure. Totally. So, what would you say, like, or what got you into caring about how you dress or how you look? So do you remember what point in time did you start like, oh, you know, I want to start flexing a little bit. I want to show off how fashionable I can be, and you know, how, what got you into caring about how you dress?
Before I say that, I should say how I dressed when I didn't care, you know. A good majority of my childhood, my mother bought a lot of my clothes. She bought a lot of shirts, sweaters, and trinkets from Hollister. That was the one. And everybody in high school kind of knew, at least my first year and a half in high school, everybody knew me as a dude that always wore Hollister.
Young Hollister.
And I want to say late into my freshman year of high school, there was, of course, there was this girl that I wanted to impress. She did not know who I was. I was kind of like that dude that sat at her table at lunch, but I was, you know, too shy to, like, even, you know, say hello. And one of my favorite artists of all time is Neo. And I stumbled upon a video entitled How to Be a Gentleman, I believe. And I just kind of, like, admired that persona of chivalry and respecting women and respecting Definitely. Other people in general. And he had five rules. And I believe out of those five, the first or the second one was that every person, and especially as a man, you are a living, breathing billboard, and you are advertising yourself. So Whoa. I feel like if, ooh, I know, oh, I felt that one from here, sheesh. But I feel like, you know, whether you want to spend money on brands or whether you want to keep it simple, which is the way that I go, which is my route, then as long as you're comfortable, then, you know, kudos to you. One thing that he said, that you can wear a plain white tee and some jeans, but as long as your jeans are pressed, as long as your white tee is ironed, you are good to go, my friend. And that's kind of my mentality on how I dress.
Dude, I feel it. That's what's up. You know what? You remember what point in time this was in high school?
I want to say probably early 2011.
So your freshman year.
My freshman year, yes.
Yeah. That's what's up. So yeah, going back to what you said about like Neo and whatnot, are there any other artists that influence the way you dress or the way you express yourself through clothing? You know, whether or not it's a current artist that's still relevant, or someone who was popping back then, or someone who came up decades ago, you know, are there any artists that are inspirations to you?
Well, Neo definitely is one of the first artists that to come to mind. He's definitely known for being very classy, very gentlemanlike, and he always got to have the fedora on. And I remember I was like, man, you know, I want to literally embody that persona. And I remember one summer I went on a cruise to Tijuana with my family, and there was a gift shop, and I saw one, and I was like, Mom, I gotta get this. And they were looking at me like, man, what, why? You know what I mean? And the hat was like two sizes big for my head, you know what I mean? But I tried to rock it. It didn't really work out. But till this day, I have one that actually fits, or maybe I just grew into my old one, and I kind of, you know, add my little flair to it. Another artist I would have to say would be Bryson Tiller. Bryson Tiller has that everyday look that just looks good. That
you just can't go wrong with it.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like he's one of the revolutionaries of the whole dad hat movement.
Yes, he very much is.
And he's very simple, you know?
Very simple. It's just very clean cut.
Very, very clean cut. And I grew up watching a lot of 90s sitcoms, like you mentioned earlier. I want to say Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is definitely my top choice of sitcom. But not a lot of people really talk about the Jamie Foxx show.
Jamie Foxx, dude, honestly, I wasn't really a big fan of that show just because I never really got into it. Okay. So tell us a little bit about like what was so like, what drew you in about it?
I think what those two shows specifically have in common is the fact that their main stars, Will Smith and Jamie Foxx, are very they're very outspoken, and it really doesn't have to be verbal, you know what I mean? Will Smith tried on a variety of colors, a variety of brands, styles, even his hair. There was an episode where he came back home and he had, I don't know what it was, but he had like mini dreadlocks on his head, and he had like what looked like a prison outfit on. And he was comfortable. And then if you look at the Jamie Foxx show, he wore, you know, tight sweatshirts with slacks, and he was very businesslike. And then he would come with like a solid colored Adidas tracksuit. And it's just like, I don't know if you guys have a Twitter, but if you see like those pictures where it's directed towards women saying you need a man that can do both. And it has those there's one of Drake in a suit, and there's one of Drake like in a hat and in a bomber. So I guess it's kind of like that. I also want to embody that whole I can dress classy and I can dress
you can
back.
Flip the script. You don't have to have one look.
Exactly.
So going off of that, you know, you say you can do both, but you know, if you were to categorize the looks that you try to go for, you know, whether that be one specific or in terms of what you're talking about, like when you try to flip it, like you know, flip the script a little bit, like how would you categorize the different looks that you go for?
I remember we had a conversation about this, I think at Soul Food over the summer.
Oh yeah.
And we went around the room because if you guys don't know, DJ Presto and I are cousins, roommates, and we live with three of our other best friends, and we just get along. And there was one night we were talking about how different we all dress, and when it came to me, it might have been DJ Presto, it might have been one of my other roommates, but the words urban prep came into discussion.
Prep.
I think that's probably the best way to describe being both, you know, laid back and comfortable and classy at the same time.
Definitely. I totally forgot about that conversation.
Oh, see, I remember.
That's always funny. So, yeah. So, going back to what I was talking about when you embody, you kind of have this rep for loving almost everything about old school, you know, the music, the fashion, the overall culture of it. You know, is that true?
Oh yeah. It's I feel like that's just like an era, like whether you want to count it by decades or whether you want to just count it by like a period of time, that was just an era of self-expression. Back to your first segment, you talked about how it was kind of like a biker gang look, but it was just proudly repping your squad or your gang or whatever the case may be. And I feel like being proud of yourself and carrying your body with, you know, this level of pride and but at the same time kind of like a humble feel. And I feel like that's just kind of what the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s did. They said, okay, this is what the status quo is, and I understand that. I understand how the business is ran. Yeah. But let's put our mark in history. And I feel like that's just what they do, whether they do go classy and simple or whether they go loud with colors, with music. And speaking of music, that's just another thing. I feel like music itself kind of pioneers the way fashion's movement has, you know, escalated.
Definitely, I completely agree with that.
You feel me?
That's what's up. So on that note, we're just gonna get into another quick musical break here. We'll be back with the second part of our interview with my with my very close friends, Jazz.
Yazah.
So yeah, this is, you're tuned into radio.dominican.edu. This is Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto. We'll be right back. Welcome back, y'all. This is DJ Presto here. You tune into Laced Up here on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you again for tuning in. I have a special guest here, one of my best friends, fellow fashion music enthusiast. Is all about everything old school. Say what's up, Josh.
What is up, everybody? I hope y'all are chilling and enjoying the show. Thank you again for having me, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Take time out of your day to come through. So, we talked about, we stopped on the note of music artists. You remember back when before our segment ended. So any old school music artists that you're really into, specifically old school?
Specifically old school. I got a bunch of them. Not necessarily I listen to all of one artist's music, but just certain songs. Yeah, I listen to a lot of Guy, Tevin Campbell, Blackstreet, Jagged Edge, SWV. You know, fun fact, what actually got me into old school music was our
science teacher in junior high,
Mr. Patrick Kalma. You're probably not tuned in, but shout outs to you, man. You definitely started the slow jam.
He's movement. Awesome, man.
So what would happen is that we would have science tests, and I think we started taking his class third grade?
Nah, fifth grade.
Fifth grade? Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so I guess fifth grade was when we would start having his science classes, and every time we would have a test, he literally would just hand it out, tell us to put our names on it, tell us to go, and he would play, I believe it's DJ Opus's Slow Jam mix.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's, you know, directly part of the mix, but I always will remember hearing Week by SWV.
Yeah.
That was the very first slow jam throwback song that I've heard in my life. And I guess, you know, after taking, 3 to 5 more years of science tests with him, it just kind of was a part of me. Yeah. So going into high school, I really embraced the whole throwback movement, the whole slow jam movement.
Totally.
Yeah.
Everyone's like everyone that's a product of like our old elementary school, Holy Angels, just has this love for slow jams because of that mix.
Yes.
But shout out to you, Pat.
Shout outs to Pat. For shout outs to Holy Angels. If you're from there, it's in a little city in Coma, Daly City.
Yeah.
Proud of where you're from, man.
So how do you remember how or recall how like these artists that you're a fan of back then, like way back, how like they dress then, and if they're still relevant now, like how do they currently dress and whatnot?
That's funny because we talked about how earlier, especially if you are in the entertainment business, if you are a musical artist, you had your own way of self-expressing. I can't really like speak on a specific artist that I'm aware of because I was kind of like trying to see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rappers specifically had, you know, really baggy jeans, long tees, the backwards hat, the fitteds and the snapbacks and the do-rags.
For sure.
The gold chains, especially if you had a gold chain or multiple gold chains, I think that was kind of like a rapper or an entertainer's way of saying, hey, like I made it, I'm big.
Definitely.
You know, respect me and my music.
The whole dope boy look.
Yes, sir. A lot of buttoned up shirts, I guess. And it's, you know, I know I'm only 20 and I'm still very young, but it makes me feel old that the artists that I listened to growing up are changing the way that they dress. If you look at, Chris Brown, you know what I mean? He was always, the typical, like, baggy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wear whatever I want with the hat back.
Definitely.
And then, you know, now he's wearing a lot of Bape. And while that is still out, it's really more fitted. And I feel like that's kind of the way that fashion has gone as the years have spent.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, he also has, you know, a daughter. I believe she's like 2 or something. Like she's very young.
Yeah.
So just looking at things like that is like, man, I really feel like I've really aged over the years.
Definitely.
It's weird. It's crazy.
Yeah. For sure. So going back to like trends in my second segment of like old 80s, 90s, or just anything like way back before our time. Like, are there any old school trends that you're personally a really big fan of, whether it's still popping right now or it was just a thing back then? You know, any specific trend?
I think a trend that recently came back is the flannel.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong. It may have been here. It may have never even left, to be honest. But the flannel is kind of one of those things that has that vibe of, you know, like we mentioned before, the whole being comfortable, but also being, you know, slightly classy, a pretty clean look.
Definitely.
Also, just the shoe game. Mm-hmm. If you think about, you know, you and our other roommates work at Vans, and they just had their 50th anniversary. I believe it was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
And they have all these ad videos, you know, telling us to buy their new shoes. And it's crazy because what I thought was a recent trend actually, you know, has been alive for 50 years. So, you know, that... and the way Adidas has came up, especially with Kanye's Yeezys.
Yeah,
those are going crazy. You know what I mean? Nike's just Nike. You can't really defend it. And then Jordan is just, it's just always been Jordan. Like, you know, deriving off one of the greatest athletes of all time to, you know, being this business type person with all these shoes coming out for these ridiculous prices, but people are saving up and lining up at the wee hours of the morning and trying to, you know, purchase them. And it's just crazy that that movement hasn't died. Like, no matter how the quality has changed or how the prices have risen or fallen, like, it's just really about what you like and what you're into, and maybe it's just been around for a long time.
I used to be one of those people that line up in the wee hours of the morning as well.
Oh, man. You
didn't know my previous shows.
Oh, sheesh. I love my sleep, so I could never do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So in opposition to that, are there any old school trends that you hope just never resurface, or it did and you're just like, oh, you know, why is that a thing? Like, why is this popping right now? You know what I mean?
You know what? Hopefully not a lot of the ladies who are listening get upset with me when I say this. But man, I don't get what the deal is with chokers.
The choker collars?
You know what I mean? Like you just said choker collars. That's kind of weird to me because it just reminds me of just like, you know, I'm not going to lie, but it just reminds me like of a dog.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, I'm not going to say the word on air, but a lot of rappers and dudes be using that word to describe women. It's just kind of ironic to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I need a female perspective to educate me a little bit better. But yeah, it's not that I hate them. I just really do not get them.
I get it. No, I totally never really thought of it that way. That's actually weird. Really funny.
What else? A lot of dudes, according to what I've seen on the internet, used to dye their hair blonde. I think, and it might not have been their whole like hair on their head. It might have been just like the top. They call it frosted tips.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope that. Oh, frosted sheesh. Tips. I mean, look, I'm not the kind of person to judge. I'm not the kind of person to knock you on your looks, but man, that's another thing that I just don't have a lot of knowledge about.
Yeah.
I don't know why people find it appealing. But you know, I'm gonna let you ball. I'm gonna say that.
let them ball.
You feel me? and also the punk rock look. I want to say with the frizzy, like frizzy hair is cool, but when it looks like you haven't washed it for a week and 3 days, it's like
definitely. I know exactly what you mean.
You need to take a rest. You need to treat yourself. Yeah. The whole overdoing the eyeliner, I don't know, just the excessive, like, I mean, black is great, but I guess, like, when you wear it excessively and it just kind of becomes a little too much.
Yeah, you can definitely overdo black.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, if that's probably because I didn't grow up listening to a lot of rock and punk rock, but I do respect what it's done for our culture. I do respect it as a musical genre, and to the people that, you know, still listen to that and still ride that really hard, then, like, hey, I appreciate your love for music, and I appreciate that you proudly rep music that you love.
I feel it, definitely. So I'm going back to what I said about fashion being, you know, very cyclical. Do you agree with me in saying, you know, trends always find a way back, you know, to modern closets?
Oh yeah. I think that goes for a lot of things. Fashion, music. I just feel like people knock on the idea that originality is dead, because I'm not gonna lie, I used to think that as well, because, you know, I would see the same dudes rocking these same Wayfair glasses or wearing the same thrift store finds. And it's just like, you know what, you kind of have to respect that, because a good idea will never die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
A good idea will resurface and maybe become modernized. And that's just how the way things are. Like, it's just, you can't really change that. You can't make anything better and expect it to just pop off like that. A lot of the new ideas are ideas, obviously, that no one has heard before, but may kind of stumble a bit. Like, if you go back to Kanye West. Kanye West is one of the most influential artists of all time. But I personally, just speaking for myself, I don't get the whole tattered look.
Really?
I'm honestly
a big fan of the tattered
look. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, but I do get it. Like, you're paying more for less material, which is kind of weird. Yeah,
exactly. And even with music, I used to be the kind of guy that's like, man, they really sampled this and they added auto-tune and this and this and that. Mm-hmm. But that's just kind of the music that is becoming our generation. There's a lot of raves and there's a lot of EDM going around, and that's just what people listen to and that's what's popular. And that's kind of like, in my opinion, the best way to pay homage to an artist is if you take their song and you put your own little twist. I think what's the first song that comes to mind? Something New by Zendaya and Chris Brown. If you guys don't know, I believe that song samples Creep by TLC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was dope.
That I really
messed with that song for sure.
Same. So what trends like in the 80s or 90s do you wish would come back that, you know, you notice no one wears today? You know, what do you hope wishes that you wish resurfaces?
Whew. I think one of the big things that I don't see a lot of, but I wish I did, was the loud colored windbreakers. I am such a big fan of those,
dude,
man.
Me too.
I've been wanting to go to like thrift stores like across the bay or whatever just to find like, you know, a decent looking one, because I just think that was cool. I feel like that's kind of how people express themselves. And mm-hmm. like you said, a lot of the things are coming back, like bomber jackets. I think bomber jackets are crazy.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Oh my goodness, when I saw those, I was like, man, like these things are, they're gonna be big for sure. And tall tees, in my opinion, I feel like that is it's a trend that definitely came back, in that a lot of artists wore baggy clothing.
Yeah.
And I feel like the tall tee is an 80s, 90s, early 2000s look, mm-hmm. whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. And they brought it back to the 2010s, and they had their own modern twist to it. Like you said, you can have skinny jeans with it, or you know, you can rock it with whatever jeans you want. But it's the fact that like the sleeves are like, you know, well fitted, but like the shirt goes down to like your mid thigh, almost, you know, almost even your knees. And I'm the kind of guy that, I don't know, I'm kind of I'm on the short side, so I don't know if it would look good on me. But if you are a tall, slender person in figure, then by all means, you should cop one and you should rock it, because I definitely think that that is a good look that should stay for a while.
Definitely. Well, we're getting to, you know, the tail end of this interview right now. Do you have any last things you want to say to our listeners out there and whatnot when it comes to fashion or anything in general?
Okay. First of all, I should shout out you, DJ Presto, and Dominican University for this opportunity.
Man.
This is awesome, man, for sure. Shout out to the Extendo fam. Shout out to my family, my mom, dad, and little Kyle. You're probably not watching, but I'm always thinking about you guys. In terms of what we've been talking about today, I feel like you'll find a groove. You know what I mean? There'll be times where you'll wake up and feel like, you know what, I'm not feeling the way that I look today. I'm not feeling the way that I'm dressed today. I should go out and buy whatever, so on and so on. But you know what, one day, I don't know how, I don't know when, but you're going to wake up and you're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to put your outfit together and you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, you know what, you are looking like a million bucks, my friend. And I feel like, As of probably the start of college, I've been feeling that way. I'm finding myself more and finding the way that I dress myself to be more fashionable, to me at least. So once you find your niche, once you find the clothes that you like, the styles and brands that you like, then go out and experiment, because at the end of the day, you're the one wearing it, you're the one rocking it. And I used to be the kind of guy to be very hesitant in trying something new, just because I was always thinking about how others would, you know, judge me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That just does not matter. This goes beyond clothing. This goes beyond music. This is about yourself. Focus on yourself. I also I kind of tell stories here and there in like my Snapchat. And the last things that I say to people that watch it are to spread love and to love yourself, because the more that you do those two things, the better you'll feel about yourself on the inside, and the better you'll feel about yourself externally. Because, man, once you feel good about yourself, everything that you put on is going to look good. And everyone's going to notice that and give you dash for it, give you love for it. So, yeah, once you learn to love yourself and love your look, you will be good to go for life. I can guarantee you that.
Exactly. For sure. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for taking time every day to be on my show, Jazz.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. So, yeah, you're tuned in to rayo.dominican.edu. This is DJ Presto. You are... This is... I'm your... I'm sorry. I'm a little flustered right here. But, yeah, this is rayo.dominican.edu. This is Laced Up. I'm DJ Presto. Be back here next week.
Yes,
my time slot, 5 to 6. Be there. Thank you again for listening.
Tune in.
Later.
Peace.